This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Good morning. I was trying to arrange a desk to where I don't knock my coffee over today. Yesterday was a bad coffee day for me. that's all beside the point. Good morning. This is coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. It did take me a minute to remember what day it was. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I need to get Scott Blick on. I need to ask him some questions about some of the stuff they're proposing. AmmunitionDepot.com. Yes, I lost my coffee twice yesterday. Spilled it here whilst on the show. And then after working out, I spilt my feminine milk-based coffee drink all over my wife. Sooner or later, she will talk to me again. I talked about this yesterday, the Chicago shooting, the concealed carrier, the rare concealed carrier, that shot and killed a robber, an armed robber. Okay, all right, now. The family, and I want you to notice how this is written, okay? Pay very close attention to how this is written. The family of a Chicago man gunned down during a robbery attempt are calling for his shooter, a concealed weapon permit holder, to be prosecuted for the shooting, which there have been no charges leveled. The Washington Post is helping to further that effort, suggesting the failed robbery could even be a Halloween prank gone horribly wrong. Police say that Saturday night, Reginald Gildersleeve walked into the small bodega, Agencia Mexicana, while wearing a mask and announced a holdup, whipping out what appeared to be a gun. Once again, pay attention to the way this is written. Moments later, he was gunned down by an unnamed patron. It was later discovered that Gildersleeve's gun was a paintball gun. Chicago police are treating the case as rather open and shut. Even if Gildersleeve wasn't carrying a real gun, he was brandishing like it was, and the shooter acted accordingly. Yes, this has happened many times. We call it police shootings. Police have to do this all the time. Now Gildersleeve's family is calling for charges to be levied, saying that the habitual criminal didn't deserve to die. Igbenosa Orense, Gildersleeve's stepson, told the Chicago Tribune the shooter overreacted in shooting multiple times. Orense said, "Some people don't actually know how to use guns. They go to firing ranges, but it's not the same as a bullet going into somebody's body. It's not the same as a bullet going into flesh. They should be able to wound first, kill next. He didn't deserve to get shot multiple times." Orense said the shooter needed to be punished for killing a member of the community. "You just took a brother. You just took a father from a lot of people. Somebody's got to answer for that." And the Washington Post, where writer Michael Miller is pushing it, he says the shooting is raising questions. That's being goaded by the Washington Post as they go along. He wrote up Gildersleeve's death Monday morning in a manner that seems intended to frame Gildersleeve in the best possible light. Miller describes the shooting as mysterious because it occurred on Halloween and involved a man in a mask with a fake gun. Although robberies with fake guns happen all the time, armed robbers with fake guns get shot all the time. Miller then says the robbery was all one big misunderstanding because Gildersleeve was reportedly a former employee of Agencia Mexicana and knew the owner. Was the shooting a Halloween prank gone horribly wrong? His article opens up with a 2011 photo taken from Gildersleeve's Facebook showing him standing with his wife and holding a Bible. He describes Gildersleeve trying to turn his life around based mostly on his marriage and his posting of family photos and inspirational quotes on Facebook. He even describes Gildersleeve as being gunned down during the robbery by a concealed weapon-toting customer. Now, let me point out something about the phrase gunned down. In Charleston, at the Emmanuel AME Church, those people were gunned down. At Umpqua, those people were gunned down. In Aurora, those people were gunned down. This guy was not gunned down. People that get gunned down, they're the ones that get shot while doing nothing wrong. If you run, if you're stupid enough, okay, let me qualify this. If you are stupid enough to run into a place with a mask on in a high crime area, which I don't know if this is a high crime area. I'm supposing it might be. If you run in there to a high crime area and you bring a paintball gun with it and you're trying to rob it, the occupational hazard is you will get shot. Maybe not so much in Chicago, but it happened this particular time. It is an occupational hazard everywhere else, for the most part, you know, except in the big cities. To the stepson, Oren, say, it's a good thing that somebody that was actually trained the way I'm trained didn't shoot your stepfather, because he would have been shot about 8 times until he went down. Or if he went down on 2, he'd go, you know, be done shooting at 2. Because you shoot to stop the threat. And, yeah, I'm very highly trained with guns. Thank you. So, you know, and while I do shoot paper targets, and every time I go train, I don't know what it's feeling like to shoot flesh or something like that. Don't kid yourself, son. Don't kid yourself. This self-defender has been treated correctly, surprisingly correctly, in Chicagoland. And that part gives me, you know, street cops are not that much different from anybody else when it comes to certain things. Police One survey proved that. Mr. Gildersleeve may have been trying to turn his life around. Maybe he said, this is the one last robbery I've got to do just to get my bills paid for the month. Or maybe I want to get something good for my kids for Christmas or whatever it was. He robbed once too often. And he paid the price. And now his family, once again, like all the families, don't like it. Where was Mr. Gildersleeve's support system? Why wasn't anybody, if you didn't want him out there robbing, why didn't you help him financially, Oren say? Why not? Did he have a job? Did anybody help him get in a job? No, this was a guy that had a, you know, he was a habitual criminal. And his family, of course, I get it. This is one of their family members. They don't think he deserved to die. You're just wrong. Let me kick in, you know, I have family members that are fond of me. If I kick in your door of your business or something and you come in there waving a gun at you, and you don't know if it's a real gun, and you don't know if I'm going to shoot and kill you if it's a real gun, are you going to be too very concerned about how my family feels if somebody shoots me to stop me from trying to shoot you when we don't know whether I have a real weapon or not? I doubt it. I very seriously doubt it. In any event, the name has been withheld. He has not been charged. All is good. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring,
say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Citizens United, that was a decision coming out of the Supreme Court. The Democrats didn't like it very much. I don't know why, because they've got more money, but they didn't like it very much. And, you know, right now, as I'm looking at some of these, today is voting day. Today is ballot day in some places, like Virginia. And, you know, I've seen this guy going around and trying to influence. Democrats, you just need to shut up about money from here on out. Or you need to slap a muzzle onto Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg and his Every Town for Gun Safety goes in and throws money left and right. He throws his own money. He can do what he wants with his money. However, the problem is the way he's doing it. He's not even a carpetbagger. He's not even going in there to take something over. He's just going in there to influence it, and then he's going to leave. Bloomberg, and here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Bloomberg knows that the anti-gun position, the merits of that, is not enough to win on. So he uses his money in a smear campaign. Let me give you an example. He's decided to interject himself into two Virginia State Senate races recently. According to the Washington Post, they allocated $1.5 million to run advertisements in the 29th Senate District race attacking pro-gun candidate Harry J. Hal Parrish II. They allocated a further $700,000 for ads attacking pro-gun candidate Glenn Sturdivant, who is running in the 10th Senate District. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money in a state race. There's a big difference in what you spend in state races versus national races. And getting out there, you know, that's probably as much money as getting spent in the entirety of the rest of the Senate races in Virginia. I don't know. I haven't seen any statements. $2 million, $2.2 million dropped on to fight them. His attempts to buy state and local elections are nothing new. I'm just getting sort of tired of it. But the character of his attacks on Sturdivant especially are very, very loathsome. And he got the Washington Post to help him out with this. In a piece entitled Digging Deeper into an Extraordinary Campaign Expenditure, two writers for WaPo outlined the attacks. According to the item, Every Town intended to run an ad that mostly attacks Sturdivant on non-gun issues. It uses allegations from a lawsuit and employs racial code words whose meanings are well known in Richmond politics. They note that the group's ad claims Sturdivant is being sued because he allegedly held secret meetings to help create a school zoning plan that allegedly benefited Richmond's wealthy, read that to mean white students, at the expense of the others, read that to mean black American students, in a school population that is more than 90% non-white. Now, just like they do when they're discussing gun issues, Every Town is lying through their face. According to WaPo, they explain the on-screen citation supporting this assertion references a suit against the Richmond School Board, not Sturdivant. He is one of two white members and was elected from the city's wealthiest, mostly white district. Seven board members are black American. By the way, let me simply say this, okay? Since I do not identify as a Germanic British American, I no longer am going to use the term African American. If I have to use any descriptor at all and it's coming from some sort of copy, I will edit that. And that's why I'm using the term Black American. Which, by the way, they're not even really Black American. They're just darker than we are. But, you know, everybody's got to have a label, right? That's a liberal thing. And African American, just, you know, if you're from Virginia, you're not an African-American. The board split 5-4 on the hotly debated plan. Two black American board members, including the son of the mayor, who is also a black American, voted to enact the plan. So you have this deceptive, racially charged attack ad that has nothing to do with the supposed mission. And even for Bloomberg and Everytown standards, this is basically the means justifying the ends, if you will. And yes, I put it that way on purpose. This is evidence of their absolute moral lack of any sort of value set. Any kind of value set at all. They'll do whatever they got to do. They'll say whatever they got to say to beat a pro-gun politician so they can push the anti-gun mantra. And believe me, folks, Bloomberg will have his guns. He will be surrounded by guns. He's surrounded by a bunch of baby Hueys right now. He doesn't eat breakfast without being surrounded by a bunch of guns. And he's afraid of you. And he doesn't want to be afraid of you no more. I don't really even understand that part of it. When I look at some of these wilding incidents, like at some of these fairs where they've had these groups of Utes running around 200-300 strong, let's say I'm out there with my weapon and my two reloads, which today I'm carrying my Glock 17, so that means I got 18 in the gun and 34 in my pocket. So that's 52 rounds against 300 kids. I'm going to run out of bullets. I'm going to have to pull back to some position, which Bloomberg's baby Hueys would be in sort of the same boat. I understand limitations to gunfire. I don't think Bloomberg does. Well, actually, I think he probably does. He just doesn't care. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about how in the Senate of the United States, this liberal fervor for gun control is helping to cement the Republican majority, albeit under McConnell, whatever that's worth. But it's putting some moderate senators that are of the Democratic persuasion in a very, very hard, tough spot to be in. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. Oh, gosh. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In the Democratic Party right now, there's two kinds of Democrats right now. There's the kinds of Democrats that really want gun control, and they come from states where they can push for it. They don't have to worry about being reelected because it's just going to happen. And then there's the ones from the battleground states and swing states like Colorado, New Hampshire, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Nevada, where it's not assured. And for Democratic Senate candidates that are not heavily pushing gun control, and are running in these battleground states, it's going to be very difficult for them to keep the gun issue at bay, given the rising fervor in the liberal base for some sort of action, which nobody actually wants. Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Martin O'Malley have tried to tap into the grassroots anger over gun violence, zeroing in on the issue during their first presidential debate. Clinton got out there and said, we have to look at the fact that we lose 90 people a day from gun violence. Actually, we don't. This has gone on far too long. And it's time the entire country stood up against the NRA. O'Malley held a news conference on gun safety in Las Vegas after the debate and has touted his role in tightening gun laws as Maryland's governor, which is about the same thing as saying, you know, here's what I'll tell you. I'm proud of what I did in Baltimore when I was the mayor. The fact that it is a smoldering crater right now is indicative of the fact that there was never a need for guns in Baltimore. The fact that regular law-abiding business owners were running around trying to cover their faces while trying to save the lives of their fellow citizens because they might have had a double-barreled shotgun in their place of business, but they didn't want to be seen or photographed, that shows you exactly how well my plans worked out. O'Malley even crashed the presidential debate last week in Boulder, Colorado, another battleground state where Senator Michael Bennett faces a very tough race in search of that elusive species called a Republican presidential candidate with the spine to take on the NRA. This puzzled, and it puzzles me, and for the first time ever, I never thought I would say this, but in this particular instance, I had to agree with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. She asked him, why go make the case for gun reform at the site of the Republican debate specifically? The place where there isn't a consensus on gun reform is in the Democratic Party. O'Malley cited past shootings at Columbine High School and a movie theater in Aurora, asserting that there are a whole lot of moms and dads here who lost sons and daughters in those massacres, and they want this to be an issue we address as a people. Presumably, they can't speak for themselves. O'Malley has to do it. Democratic strategists in Colorado, however, warned that presidential candidates would pay a price for such talk come general election time. Rick Ritter, a Democratic consultant based in Denver, said, I have a feeling that Clinton is wise enough from her Arkansas roots not to come to Denver, Colorado, or Colorado Springs and decide what I'm going to do is a major speech on gun control. She's got enough political wisdom and if not, somebody will kick the tires off her campaign plane, make sure she doesn't land here and give that speech. Another Colorado-based Democratic strategist said gun control is not a great issue for embattled Democratic candidates such as Bennett. I don't feel like any Democrat needs to run on gun control as a primary concern. There are larger, more pressing issues at play. I don't think it's great ground for any Democratic candidate to be spending their time on. Didn't we just have a recall not too long ago in Colorado where we deposed of three Democrats? Yeah, that's what happened in Colorado. Here's the other thing about this. Hang on a minute while I cough. I feel something coming up, but a tickle in the throat. Hang on. But anyway, it didn't happen. Anyway, the thing about this stuff is this. We've got a problem with illegal immigration. We've got a problem with the economy. We've got a lot of problems. We've got problems in the world. We've got problems with North Korea. We've got problems with ISIS. A lot of these problems have made it to us. They're here internally. We've got to work on getting that out. In the meantime, gun violence has gone down, using one of their phrases. Violence with guns has gone down. Criminal use of guns has gone down. Homicide has gone down. Gun ownership has exploded. This is not an issue. Not a real issue. It's a nice made-up issue. It's a great issue to get out there and not do things like talk about passing a budget. Talk about rounding up all the illegal immigrants. Talk about locking up all the sanctuary city mayors. Talk about the fact that Lois Lerner still walks the streets. And her boss. Talk about the fact that Loretta Lynch got out there and said that anybody that owns a gun in the view of this government is an extremist. We can do everything but talk about that kind of stuff. And one good, fine distraction to get with the liberal base is to talk about gun control, because they believe everything we say, and that's why we lie. So we're not even convincing with our lies anymore. We get torn apart by our own people when we lie about gun control. The gun debate is going to loom large in Nevada, another battleground state where former State Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto is running to succeed Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid, who has touted his pro-gun credentials throughout his career, although he did say that he wanted to bring up some stuff prior to his departure. John Ralston, a prominent political commentator in Nevada, said it's going to be a big issue in Nevada, no matter what, because there's going to be a background check ballot initiative next November. Another Bloomberg thing that happened there. The NRA is already sending out alerts about Michael Bloomberg trying to take over Nevada. Cortez Masto has kept her head down on guns and other issues, focusing on raising money. Democratic leadership strategists in Washington argue the politics of gun control have changed, but concede that pro-gun voters historically have a greater impact on Election Day because they tend to be single-issue voters. People in favor of stricter gun control, on the other hand, are typically more motivated by other issues. I think one thing that they miss, a very large part of what they miss about this is this. The single voting issue about guns is primarily conservative. Most of the people that are voting about guns are so incensed at government sometimes that they've just chosen not to participate, and they will only do it in the event that something's coming after the Second Amendment, after the God-given right. So this is when they will come out. Now, hopefully, they come out in droves. And see, this is the thing that they're, I said Democrat. I was speaking too fast and I got the wrong consonants and I've coined a new phrase I will be using from now on. Freudian. Anyway, yeah, the disgusted gun owners out there that are disgusted with the Republican Party, they'll be coming out. I don't know how you factor that in. And getting out there, some of these people getting out there, O'Malley and Clinton, they're making a big miscalculation here. It will show. We're going to be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I bring you this little ditty coming from the DailyBeast.com. They ask the question, why don't gun control advocates like Hillary Clinton talk about the one gun control solution that could actually fix the firearms problem in America? Not exactly understanding what that firearms problem is, of course. That's not explained. They start out by saying that 30,000 people are killed by firearms each year in the United States, an astronomically high figure for a developed Western country not in a state of civil war. I know those animated guns jumping up and just killing the innocent people. Firearms kill nobody. They may be used as a tool, okay? Ignoring the human intent behind any tool is the shortcoming of the totalitarian. Remember I said that. Write that down. President Obama, they say, reminds Americans of the sad statistic with depressing regularity, and he did so again last month after a mass shooting in Oregon took the lives of 9 people. We know there are ways to prevent it, the president said. And the Daily Beast agrees. We do indeed know that there are ways to stop gun violence in the United States, yet we adamantly refuse to name them. The perennial national conversation about guns is predictably stale because its contestants, those favoring a largely unfettered right to personal gun ownership and those opposing it, are talking past each other. Prevarication characterizes the debate as each side adheres to a core principle that, for reasons of proprietary and political calculation, it is unwilling to admit publicly. I don't know why we had to describe all of that way. I guess that's for the dictionary loving set. Prevarication. I just like saying it. For the gun control side, the unspoken belief is that nothing short of all-out confiscation will have an appreciable effect on decreasing gun deaths. Then again, it's not that outspoken or unspoken. Gun control advocates just prefer to clarity. Democratic candidates, office holders, and liberal websites frequently invoke the example of Australia, for example. After the 1996 shooting rampage killed 35 people, the Australian government outlawed an array of firearms and instituted a compulsory buyback program that effectively eliminated private gun ownership. Since then, gun violence has dropped precipitously, which is a lie. Rarely in the American gun control advocates' references to the Australian policy, however, do they acknowledge that the program amounted to confiscation. Obama said in June, when Australia had mass killing, I think it was in Tasmania about 25 years ago, it was just so shocking, the entire country said, well, we're going to completely change our gun laws, and they did. He omitted, of course, what that change the people of Australia decided to implement was. Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire said Australia is a good example of gun control laws, so much so that it would be worth considering. She, too, neglected to mention the obligatory nature of the gun buyback scheme. Now, the following week, after having explicitly praised gun confiscation, however, she mocked the National Rifle Association for supposedly scaring its members into thinking that they're the only thing that's going to stop the black helicopters from landing in the front yard and people's guns being seized. Holding up Australia as a sensible model of gun policy without mentioning how the government forced its citizens to turn over their weapons is like praising Chinese population control efforts without mentioning the one-child policy. These advocates of gun control note the efficacy of the confiscations they only hint at while sidestepping the fact that none of the restrictive measures they explicitly endorse, banning so-called assault weapons, limiting the size of magazines, or requiring background checks on the private transfer of firearms, would have prevented these mass shootings committed as they were by individuals using legally obtained firearms that did not fall under the definition of assault weapon. By the way, I'm giving this to you verbatim from the Daily Beast. This is the reason I brought this is because I was scratching my head when I read it. That the perpetrators violate a host of well-intentioned laws like bringing a weapon into a gun-free zone just shows how difficult it is to eliminate such crimes when people are determined to inflict harm in a society so permeated with guns. But if it would seem that confiscation on a massive scale is the only way to solve American gun violence, why don't we talk about it more? To understand why, we must first recognize the incompatible nature of the values at stake. Those advocating for stricter gun laws believe that the harm produced by private gun possession outweighs whatever benefits it entails. After Sandy Hook, Gary Wills likened this country's enthrallment to guns as the equivalent of a perpetual human offering to the biblical Moloch, the sacrifice we as a culture made and continually make to our demonic God. Gun rights advocates are willing to make that sacrifice for their right to bear arms. Gun control advocates think it's too high a price to pay, which leads to the second unspoken truth of America's gun debate, that held by the pro-gun side. Americans should be willing to tolerate tens of thousands of gun deaths per year as the cost of the inalienable right is enumerated in the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution to bear arms. Guns don't kill people, people kill people, goes the proverbial pro-gun mantra. That is, of course, true, but a whole lot fewer people would be killed in the United States were there not some 350 million guns, more than one for every man, woman, and child in private circulation. Stabbings, for instance, are 8 times less likely to kill than a gunshot wound. What gun rights advocates necessarily believe but choose not to say is that right to bear arms takes precedence over the negative externalities of ensuring that right. This attitude toward the Second Amendment follows from a similar, more widely accepted understating of the freedom granted by the First Amendment. Just as we might tolerate the airing of all sorts of unpopular opinions as a consequence of unfettered free speech, so is gun crime the inevitable cost of living in a free society. Furthering the analogy, mass shootings in the eyes of most gun owners are akin to pornography or public demonstrations by the KKK. the unwanted side effects of living in a country that maximizes individual liberty more than any other on Earth. Likening tragedies such as Sandy Hook to the hurt feelings caused by the hateful speech or air pollution. So, I read this. The thing that they really casually, they take this to the extreme. They omit so much. It is sad about suicide. Suicide with guns has gone down, but suicide has gone up. People are not shooting themselves now, but they're killing themselves more often. In countries where they have very strict gun control, like South Korea and Japan, where they don't kill themselves with guns, they have more suicides than we have here in total. In Russia, which has half the population, they have twice as many murders with guns. That's really what we should be concerned about, are murders with anything. They don't address that either. So, you know, they're out there, they're talking about this, they're talking about that. They're making it sound like we're saying this is the cost of doing business and living in a free world. I don't agree with that. If, however, you do live in a state of unawareness, do you have a right to be safe and secure in your person? Yes, you do. But, you know, you can set whatever boundaries you need to set. If you're going to get out there and you're going to have them, though, you need to be willing to enforce them. You can't get out there and say, nobody breaks into my house, and then not be willing to stop it if it actually begins to happen in front of you. That's the part they leave out. If we were to be a little more self-reliant and not the 911 culture and then wait, there'd be a lot of things change. If we, you know, maybe if we didn't arm the Sinaloas and they didn't set up operations in Barack Obama's hometown too, maybe that would help. There's a lot of things that would help. It has nothing to do with me and you. You and I, we don't like violence any more than they do. The only problem with them is they, for some reason, think that they're a little smarter than we are. They're not. We will be right back coming up hour number two on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Faking you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.